You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was always thinking that it'd be cool if homes came with like a, you hit a button and there's like very hard like plexiglass dome goes over your house
like
real
a
fast.
Big bubble. That's cool. I will say it was good sleeping weather. It was hard to get up this morning because you can just hear it on the roof and on the skylights. It was so nice.
Yeah. What else is going on tonight? Game 6 between the Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns down in Arizona. Come on, Nuggets, close them out. Be done with it. I know we want the revenue of another home game in Denver, but I don't want to take a chance with a Game 7, so let's just get her done tonight. We should also point out, Ball Arena will be rocking tonight because the Colorado Mammoth have a playoff game tonight at home, taking on the Calgary Roughnecks at 7:30.
All right.
So if you've never been to the Loud House for a game, you should really grab your kids and go. Katie, who does our midday show, you know she'll be there tonight.
When I was an intern many, many years ago over at that arena, I was in the Woolly Mammoth costume for one of those games.
Were you?
They shoved me in with that costume, and it was stinky.
Hot and sweaty in there.
Hot and sweaty, but that
was
Did
you just kind of dance around?
Yeah, yeah, you know, down, you know, near the field and entertaining some of the crowd. And
I hope people threw things
That's what you do when you get an internship.
And you know what? With all of this sports talk, I'm just going to say this. We should probably point out that after saying how sorry we felt for the Colorado Rockies for being so bad, and especially for Rockies fans who have been long-suffering fans, we should, equal time, point out the Rockies have now won 8 of their last 10.
Not bad.
Yeah, they took another series on the road yesterday. They will be off today before opening a weekend series at Coors Field against the Phillies. So,
how about that?
That's going on. So, the president of the U.S. of A. announced yesterday that the COVID-19 health emergency is officially over. That doesn't mean COVID is gone. But they, you know, as far as treating it as a health emergency, just like, what was it, like a week ago, the World Health Organization made the same sort of announcement. So, I don't know. You know, I was reading some stats on this because we like to think of COVID as being over. You know, Gretchen had it a month ago. And it says there are still 1,100 deaths each week.
God, that's a lot, isn't it, still?
That's, dude.
That's a lot.
Man.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I didn't know that.
Anyway, so because of that, though, there's going to be all sorts of changes, especially when it comes to healthcare and insurance.
You have to pay for those
like
COVID
that.
Tests now, huh? Insurance probably isn't going to cover those.
Yeah. You love your pet. The Mindbender that's coming up in about an hour is about pets today. Well, now you can put your pet on a billboard for free.
Really?
It's one of those companies that has those digital billboards all over the country. They've got like 150,000 of them. So they're teaming up with another organization where you can upload a photo of your pet and add a custom message, Jeremy. Like, what
really?
Would you say to a little Goldie Fawn?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. So you do the message to your pet, not just the world?
Oh, I guess. Gosh. Well, it says a custom message. And then there's even a little map on there, so you can choose a billboard that's near you. And you choose the date and the time for it to play and blah, blah, blah. Now, when you go to checkout, it'll say it costs $45, but then you put in this little discount code. It'll drop that to zero. They're accepting submissions through the end of the month. However, as you might imagine, there's so many millions of people trying to do this that if you log on right now, it's going to say, sorry, we're all backed up. Try again later. And you might get that throughout the day.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Probably say something about, you know, stop peeing on my grass or something. Or,
that would be great.
Because I made her a little turf area. It's her own little potty area, Dom. But she still goes out in the grass.
I just sent Jeremy a photo minutes ago of Niles the Weirdo. So apparently my message is going to be stop licking your butt.
Yeah, stop it.
Do you like that photo?
It was really good.
A couple of funny notes in here about pop stars. Taylor Swift's fans took some random book by some random author and made it a number one best-selling book. Why? Because it's a mystery who this book is. It's a like a memoir. Taylor Swift fans think it might be about her. And so they rushed out and bought it. And the publisher is saying, it's not about Taylor Swift. So now some random person has a number one book. It doesn't come out until July. The publisher is not saying who it is yet. but the Swifties all assumed it was Tay-Tay.
Sheeple, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, there's all sorts of little Easter eggs, I guess, that they're saying.
Yeah, I was reading some of them. They all seem like a stretch to me. But they are telling Swifties that if they want to, they can cancel their pending pre-order.
Here's two of them. The mystery book is 544 pages. If you add those digits together, they equal 13, which is Tay-Tay's lucky number, you guys.
See what I'm talking about?
The release date is set for July 9th, and there's a lyric in one of her songs, Last Kiss, with a quote that July 9th, the beat of your heart is the quote in the
song.
See
what I mean?
Oh my God, you guys, it's about Taylor. Let's do a pre-order.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah.
And then the other pop story that I've got that I love, Doja Cat, whom we play here at Mix 100, has basically mentioned that the last two albums she's put out were just, quote, cash grabs, end quote. And she said that everyone who bought them, quote, fell for it. Oh, she says, now I can go disappear somewhere and touch grass with my loved ones on an island while y'all weep for mediocre pop.
Dang, that's horrible. God. That is a horrible thing to say to your fans.
She basically said, you're suckers for buying this mediocre crap that I put out. And it was just a cash grab. It's not good, but you fell for it.
That's horrible.
That, to me, is hilarious.
So rude to your fans.
She doesn't care. And she followed that up with the announcement. She followed it up with the announcement of her next album.
Oh, man. Here's more crap.
Oh, I love that. For some reason, I just love it. All right, what else is trending?
Well, if you're looking to just pound anything down your pie hole today and enjoy a good dose of leaky gut, you can, because today is National Eat What You Want Day.
So what are you picking?
Baked ziti all day long, which is funny because I'm making that for Mother's Day on Sunday. So I'm like, I'm rubbing my hands together. I want it
yesterday
bad.
While Gretch had piano lessons, I left with my laptop and I ended up at a place where there was a hot Italian sandwich.
You're a hot Italian sandwich.
Oh, gooey, you know what they had on tap?
Peroni.
And a hot Italian sandwich.
Yeah.
So I made my Eat Whatever You Want Day yesterday. So
yum. Enjoy those elevated cholesterol levels.
You bet.
They have this story, too, where they're like comparing different foods on which one you'd rather have. We can do a quick run through of a few of them. Pizza or French fries?
Pizza.
Pizza. Waffles or pancakes?
Used to be waffles. Now I'm back to pancakes.
Pancakes all day long. I'll give you two more. Ice cream or popsicles? I mean,
ice cream.
Ice cream. Tacos or hot dogs? This is a stumper, because I love me a good hot dog. The dill relish and the mustard. Ooh. I'm going hot dogs.
I've come around on tacos lately. I used to not understand what the big hullabaloo was over tacos.
Is this where we part ways? You're going tacos, I'm going hot dogs?
Yeah, I'll probably go taco. All right. We finally disagree on
one. All right, made it through that list. I'm trying to figure all this out with the streaming stuff going on with Disney Plus and Hulu and ESPN. I guess yesterday Disney announced that they're going to be combining Disney Plus and Hulu into one app, and possibly with ESPN Plus by the end of the year. They're going to remain separate subscriptions, though, but you can find them on one app. You can buy them standalone, or you can combine them. Disney owns some of Hulu. Comcast owns some of Hulu. Each company is trying to decide which one's going to buy the other out. It's just a big old mess right now. And Disney is raising prices on their various tiers for Disney Plus. I don't know what's going on. I was reading a story yesterday about how many people have bailed out of the Disney Plus subscription service.
Really?
So this might have something to do with it. I get it all free through my cellular provider, so I don't pay for any of it. Well, I get it's probably in my bill somehow, so I'm not really sure. You know, really what any of this stuff costs. But the whole streaming wars, man, and cutting the cable, it's it's not worth the argument anymore because it is just as much as cable now. If you start adding everything up, it's more.
There was a funny piece that somebody wrote about this, and they were talking about, do you remember the good old days when cable neatly combined everything into one simple package, and we all got to the thing where it became, you know, cool to trash cable, and we were all going to go streaming. Now streaming is such a mess.
It's a mess. It's a
There's
cluster,
so
you
many
know what.
Of them. I'm sure we're paying more than we ever did for cable.
Yep. If you start adding it up, yes, absolutely. And they just raised my YouTube TV cost, too. It's like $80
a month. We vilified satellite and cable for a few years, and now people are like, God, the streaming services are jacking us over.
And they're all so confusing on, you know, what you're getting and what shows on what.
Right, that's the thing.
You got to do your research.
It's now become a thing where I can't remember what streaming service has the shows that I want to watch.
Yep.
I'm like, crap, that Perry Mason show. What was that on again?
Perry Mason?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Season one was pretty damn cool.
Really?
Season two went off the rails a little bit. Season one, good. Stars the dude from The Americans.
I don't know that one.
They made it kind of dark and sinister.
I will give a plug to what I'm watching right now. It is an extremely unique show. It's through the roof on ratings. You can find it on Amazon Prime. It is called Jury Duty. And it chronicles the inner workings of the American jury judicial system through the eyes of this guy named Ronald. It's like a 16-day trial where they sequester the jury. They go through the whole trial. But the big shtick is that everyone except this Ronald guy is an actor.
Oh, for God's sake.
He has no idea that from the judge to the bailiff to the security people checking you in, all actors.
I don't know about
this. It's a really fun show. It's really kind of interesting. So
I'll look into
it. It's called Jury Duty. Amazon Plus. Right. Check it out.
Thank you for that tip.
You're welcome. Here's a young lady that's making some bank. Karen Marjorie, I guess her name is, 23-year-old influencer, has 1.8 million followers on her ChatSnap. And she just started charging $1 a minute to talk to her, but to an AI version of herself. The chatbot is called Karen AI, and she's billing this as having a virtual girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's put in many hours of coding to make it look like her, talk like her. It has a personality, and all these horny dudes are logging on to talk to the fake Karen Marjorie.
The amount of money is staggering.
The first week, she made over $70,000, and she's thinking it could eventually bring in $5 million a month for all these guys to log in and talk to a robot.
You're right, man. There's a lot of horny dudes out there.
Let me put on my clown makeup and go to my, you know, day-to-day job. My God, man. We'll get to the positive potato in the second trending report. Let's do clickbait right now.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. By far the sweetest clickbait that I've posted in a while. I actually teared up a little bit when I posted this. There's this cop in South Carolina who pulled a guy over on Sunday for drifting into another lane. But the thing is he wasn't drunk. It was a little old man who got out of the car, and he had just come from the dance hall, and he just wanted to keep dancing. They worked out all the ticket stuff on the side of the road, and then he offered to give her a dance lesson right there on the side of the road, and she accepted it. And the chess cam got it all on video, and I'm telling you, you guys, the sweetest little old man you'll see. It's really cute. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.